The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And give us a call if you like, 222-8255. And
back to, you know, 222 so, talk.
Huh?
Yeah. Back to 222 talk.
Yep.
And that's hard to do on a cell phone nowadays.
It is. It really is.
You can't try
to figure out which letter goes where. Because I called the Coast Guard again yesterday because the number that's on your captain's license renewal package, you know, they're having problems with it, and it says we'll connect it to so and so, you know, and then it just drops the call. And then
that'll get me hot.
Oh, me too.
And are they doing the press
like
one
three
for
or
English?
Four times? No, huh?
Yeah, are you redoing yours?
That's one thing they don't do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ought to send it to Chuck.
And so anyway, I've already sent it in. It's they've had it. What gets me is, of course, I sent it, and I sent it return receipt, so I know when they get it, you know. And it shows, April 17th they received it, you know. And then you go on there.
Oh, the online thing?
The online thing where you can see when they received it.
Right.
And then on there it says they received it on the 22nd. And then, you go down a little bit more, then they received it the 24th. And
oh, but that's different branches, right, that are checking it off, right?
No, actually, I thought so too, but when doing my research yesterday online, no, it's the same one. It hasn't gone to, like, for the medical certificate yet or none of that. They're just, you know. And it says upgraded. It, you know, they say it's upgraded or updated, I mean, daily, you know, on that. Well, listen, yeah.
If you think,
has it been updated since the 24th of April? So, you know.
If you think that's painful to watch, imagine how it is for me waiting 9 months to a year for my Class 3 paperwork to go through for my toys that I own.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've waited a year. To get a single paper back.
I used to wait for my captain's license and turn it in, and it would take, 4 to 5 months, sending it to, the rec center in Florida, of course. So one of them had told me years ago.
Where do we send, when did we send ours to? Missouri or something like that, or Kansas?
I sent it straight to Chuck at CK Licensing.
Yeah.
Pay him $100, you hand him.
And he walks it.
All your information, he hand delivers it. And takes
love
care
that
of
guy.
He's awesome.
Love.
Goes
that
over all
guy.
Your paperwork, make sure everything's right.
Yeah.
And every single person I've sent to him
loves them.
Boom. It's done.
No, I'll put it to you this way, Vic.
I've known that.
Oh, Vic, from now on, you got to go through Chuck, man.
Yeah. This might be my last renewal. I don't know. I'll be 71 when this one runs out. So.
Yeah, well. I mean, look at Trump. He's 72, but he's already got it. He's I got perfect.
Yeah,
what do you say,
Trump? You realize Trump's 72, and you ever watch him? He never uses glasses.
Yeah,
because he's got 20/20.
Yeah.
What was that one liner you told me this morning on the way into work this morning? I mean, the end of the show about fishing or something. That was so damn funny. God, that was hilarious.
I don't always catch fish, but when I do, I'm fishing.
That's right.
I actually got my record sent to Charleston, South Carolina. And being that that's a small coastal state, because it's not near as big as Florida and stuff like that, usually they take no time to get it done and sent back to you.
Well, nowadays you have the app where you go on and they tell you, you get emails on status on where it is, what parts here, what parts there.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go to the Bahamas this week. I was supposed to have left last Wednesday and gone for 10 days and ran a boat over there and fished a tournament. And I grab my passport and grab everything and I'm thumbing through it and I'm like, this thing's been expired for 5 years.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, I'm not driving to Miami to hand it to him and stand in line to get it redone that day, but. I was like, I think I'll wait.
They're pretty fast, though. I had,
my buddy's been waiting 4 months right now on a renewal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Has he got some of the
passport?
Passport.
Has he got like a concealed carry or any other documentation? Like,
I don't know. I mean, because, you know, I still have a TWIC card. I have this. I have that. But it's just a matter of the only – you can't go to the post office. I don't understand why you can't renew them there like you where you originally apply for them. But you have to take that and send the whole thing back in and do it differently. Mm. You know, it's almost better to say you lost it and get them. But, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, so. Last time when I was – we were fixing to go to the Exumas, I didn't even know – you know, back in the day that you needed a passport just to get over to the islands. But after 9/11, yes. So we were fixing to go to the Exumas for a week. And, I sent mine in. It was less than, it was about, I think I got it back. I think it was exactly eight days. And the other people that were with me, they submitted the expedite fee, and theirs took like 3 weeks. And I was like, well, there's a scam.
Well, right they have there. One that you can get done overnight.
Wow.
That you pay for it. It's $400.
Yeah. Vic, you remember, and I don't think it was last year. I think it was 2 years ago. You and I were talking about we had a long drought, mm-hmm. no rain. And people were talking about how they were not catching as much redfish. And we were saying that's because they can spread out more. And we're catching them all the way up into Lake George and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We've had a pretty good long bout of rain.
Yep.
Which is starting to look like on track like it did a few years ago.
Right.
If nothing changes. Our water salinity in the valley is at its highest that I've seen in absolute ages. Water clarity is pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. How is your water salinity up in the river where you're at? Because I know that sometimes you have to dodge the floor cleaners. Yeah. Of the river
yeah.
up there.
And that's what I've been doing here lately, you know, since I've gotten back to work after all the wife and daughter surgeries mm-hmm. and stuff, is I've been kind of steering clear of the river because of the mud. You know, I understand, though, there's some flounder in the river pretty good, so they're coming in. So, you know, I think this is going to be a good flounder year. The redfish, I think, and the flounder, too, once it's, you know, once they get in good, you know, I think you're going to see redfish all the way up, you know, way up into the lakes like we did, you know, a couple of years ago. Like
right. Put on salinity, 28, what you're talking 29. About. I took my mm-hmm. salinity gauge Greater. Down to the dock
right.
about a week ago, and it was still way down on salinity. So and, I took it with me to Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
I went up there fishing around Nassau, which is a steady inflow right sure. off the ocean, and it was reading up nice and high, so I think my gauge is okay. Remember,
because it was yeah. 28 and 29 in Sisters Creek last week.
That's yeah. about what I had. I had 30 in
and
Nassau 30, Sound.
33?
32 to 34, I think, is the average in the Atlantic Ocean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Usually, I think it is. I've seen it as high as 35 at the jetties on the incoming tide.
If y'all remember right, I'd heard Dr. Quentin White had said that they had tested it down there by Episcopal School, I think it is, right there at the Hart Bridge.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They had tested the water. Yeah, they had tested the water down there during that drought we were talking about, and it was like 32 or something.
Oh,
yeah, and they said that it was the same exact salinity as it was at the tip of the South Jetties.
Nice.
That's what I heard. That's why I took my gauge down
there. Now, that was a couple of years, you know, like the years he was talking about.
But
I haven't heard of any tests, you know, besides what you told me the other day.
Yeah. Right, and that was just off the dock at the Arlington ramp. So I don't know if it's different in different areas, but I don't know if Pottsburgh, being right around the corner, has a influence my reading.
You can get a lot of bleed off from Pottsburgh, you know.
That's true too. Yeah.
Now this was before we just had that frog choker the other day. I couldn't believe all the rain.
It's not gonna rain.
Yeah. 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 I took my truck and I went and hid underneath the oak tree there at the Arlington ramp trying to keep the hail off of me.
Wow. I don't blame you.
Taylor, I wasn't going to get you on there for such a short time, so if you could hold on through this break, I want to hear about those trout. Nice trout, man.
Very nice.
And I want to hear about that whenever we come back. I'll get you on. And if you'd like to call us also, 222-8255. Got a couple of great captains here if y'all got some questions you want to ask.
I got to tell Dave. He's number one also.
Who's that?
One of my clients.
Oh. So if you got any questions, give us a call. We'll be back.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Tom Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Excuse me. Okay, we got Taylor on this morning. Taylor!
What's going on?
First cast. I hate to catch fish on
the
first cast.
Yeah, the pretty good.
Yeah, I always hate to catch
first cast?
No, I always. It just seems like the day doesn't go as good, but you did great on the first cast, and looks like you got...
How many total did you get? They went two. I was going to catch another one, but it took a lot of time getting that hook out of a trout's mouth. It swallowed it, and I had to cut his gills a little bit and ripped the lure out, and then when I tied another on, it didn't really bite. And after I caught those two, I didn't really want to do it anymore.
Yeah, because that bite don't last long, does it?
No, not really. Whenever the sun comes up, it goes away. But yeah. I went out there like, I think I got it at like 6 o'clock, and then normally it's been low tide, so, but it, I guess, you know, it's still low tide, but you know, it keeps going out later in the day, you know, depending on the tide, you know. So it was high tide going out a little bit, so the whitewash right there was coming up, so I just went ankle deep water and then threw it out, and next thing you know, bam, I hit it, and then I took a lure out of the mouth and did it again.
Were you by yourself, or was there other people down there throwing?
Oh, no, there's nobody. They're on top of the pier.
Mm.
But, yeah, that was a pretty good trout. I was going to go this morning, but I got a car to do at 8, so it wouldn't give me much time to go home and take a shower and then do that car. I stay out there until at least 7 or so.
No, you just take a shower while you're doing the car, you know?
Yeah.
Or just marinate and sweat.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I don't want to bring sand to the car. I'm trying to get the sand out of the car.
Yeah, that's...
I got a question for you, though.
Okay.
What's the benefits of, like, if it's low tide, right, and you can throw out to the pier where they're at, what's the benefits of going on top of the pier and fishing?
Covering more area?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't know that you can...
No, like, that pier is only halfway, and then there's people fishing on top. They weren't catching nothing yesterday, but I guess if you're fishing for sheephead or something, it might be beneficial, but if you're fishing for lures or using a popping cork or live shrimp, it doesn't make any sense to me to pay $3 at low tide. I can walk out to them and grab their lines and tangle them all up.
Well, I didn't know that it was that shallow in there that you could do that. I mean, I haven't been down around the pier in so long. But
Spencer's always teasing me, saying if I tangle his line, he's going to snatch our rod. But I can't help it if that's as far as the pier goes out. Because last couple weekends I went out there trying and didn't catch anything, I would get tangled with those guys. That's because I can throw that far as them.
Yeah. Well, topwater like that, you can throw it a long ways anyway. But, you know, they're probably fishing on the bottom out there for whiting and, you know, maybe a pompano or something, you know.
I think I got lucky yesterday because that water was filthy, and I didn't realize it was filthy until I went out there afterwards because my buddy Louis showed up at around 8 o'clock, and that water was dirty. And I think right when I got into the surf where the waves hit, you know, the waves hit the sand.
Yeah.
I think it's cleaner right there, right?
I really don't know. I haven't been out there in so long. It depends on the wind and all, you know.
And we just had a major rainfall on Tuesday, so yeah, that might have stirred stuff up too. Yeah.
And see, a lot of times when you're talking about the bite, when you're talking about the bite stop, see, a lot of times it might be that you know, the sharks get in there thicker or something after sun comes up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know? I know when they have the fishery, when they have these fishery meetings, see, they don't take into consideration how many sharks and barracudas and all that eats the fish that we're catching also. And you know, it kind of gets me because they don't take into consideration none of that. They're all the time talking about, you know, being overfished. They're not talking about being overeaten by, you know, everything else.
Well, I thought the trout come in there for the bait, and then whenever the sun comes up, the water gets warmer, so they go out.
Maybe. And it could be because bigger fish come in there after them. I mean, you never tell. You never can tell, because I tell you what, a tarpon loves trout. You know?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So does a dolphin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, back to what you said about the fishery.
Mm-hmm.
I watched in a spot Leon and I would fish. I watched a school of dolphin come in and eat and absolutely decimate a school of redfish.
Mm.
Ate them like they were M&Ms. Well, and we're talking 5 to 10 pound fish because there were oversized fish in there just getting massacred.
Did you see them toss any of them up in the air?
Oh, yeah.
Seen them do it with a flounder.
Yeah.
Flipping them up and just inhaling.
Seen them do it with a flounder just the other day.
4 or 5 of those fish.
Yeah.
He was using a catch 5 lure. It's got like a little rattle in it.
Oh, okay.
But, Strikes don't have any. I'm going to have to get some of those. Do you have any of those?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. One of the benefits to fishing off the pier, you were asking about fishing off the pier, Taylor, is you can go and you can find the grooves that those trout like to lay in. Because if you go up there and look at cleaner water or low tide, you can find the little grooves running up and down the beach. And when the tides, when it's deep enough in there, they'll be in there and the bait will be flushing through there.
Well, not only that, whenever it's clear, you can get on that pier and actually see them.
Yeah, you can see them in those grooves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've been down there before. Like when you see, I've seen school of redfish.
Yeah.
It's been really hot sometimes. And I went up there, Louie, like catch big trout one after another. But
yeah, when you get up that high. Yeah, when you get up that high, I mean, you can see. A lot of times those float fishermen get out there on the pier for those trout, and, man, they'll, you know, you can see the school of trout down there.
Yeah. Well, that water's dirty right now, so it might take a couple of days to clear up and get some.
Do we have westerly winds?
I'll get out there next week, though. Well, tomorrow I might try to go out there again.
Yeah. Best time to go is when you can, so get out there and get them, man. Don't matter what tide it is. You gotta try it on the different tides and see, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just go whenever. All right, I'll catch y'all later.
All right, Taylor, thanks again for the call, and good job on those trout, man.
Yeah, Yeah, I'm going to keep trying.
All right. Bye-bye.
So sale?
Yeah, Kevin had a sale. His client jumped in the water to get the picture.
Yeah, talking about the, trout, you know, the tarpon liking trout and everything. I mean, we've been out there catching yellowmouth trout, either in Nassau or at the tip of the jetties out there, you know, like in the sand off the tip of the south jetties. You'd be reeling in those trout. And matter of fact, that's the biggest tarpon we ever got to the boat. That it was an 8-foot, 9-inch tarpon. Mm. And we got him to the boat offshore. We were probably about 4 miles offshore when we got it, finally got him to the boat.
That's a long day.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was, he hit that, you know, and the problem with it is we had small line.
You're undergunned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a small reel and everything. But, so we could, you know, if you tighten the drag, you're just going to break him off.
Sure.
You know, so we kept fighting him till we could get him up there and, didn't overwork him or nothing. He swam off, got the hook out.
Can't believe he didn't get sharked.
I know.
You know,
but, you know, he ate a yellowmouth trout. I mean, and a lot of times we're in Nassau. Usually we got a 3-boat charter in July. We go out there and fathers bring your kids. And, you know, usually we do a 3-boat charter. I think you was out there last time we did it. And we're out there, you know, usually one of the boats hooks up a tarpon. You know, a couple of years ago we hooked up one. It was about 150 pounds that ate a whiting on the way into the boat.
There are some huge Spanish in there right now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I know there's not many flounder in there all of a sudden again, because I was hunting for them the other day out there.
We got two small ones. You ought to take one of your heavier 10 to 12 weight streamer flies up there around the sandbars in Nassau and try to get one of them. They got some nice stud bonnets up there right now. They're very sporty.
Yeah.
Very sporty.
We caught several of them down past, you know, south of the valley that were 4 foot long.
Yeah. I've seen a bonnet come 30 inches out of the, up on the sandbar chasing mullet, because they'll just flip themselves right back in. They're very aggressive.
St. Simons Island has huge bonnet heads up there, and you can sight fish them. You just cruise along and sight fish them.
They're so, it's funny because, I mean, my dad and I had taken one because, you know, bonnet heads are kind of a clean shark to eat.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I like you.
And, I do too. We stake them out and put them on the grill.
Stake them out, baby. Mm-hmm. Damn right.
And they're a clean shark to eat. And so, not too big to handle, you know.
The key to prepping them?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, what I do every time, immediately, gut them. Mm-hmm. Now, I think there's a rule which says we're supposed to keep the head with them. So I cut the head off, but I throw it in the bucket with me. I keep the head. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if there's any questions. But yeah, I always
you can put the fish together.
That's right. I gut it. And I head it, and then I bury it in ice immediately. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to keep that uric acid from building up in any way.
And they're really good on the grill.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
Do you marinate them in milk like some people do?
Yes, I do a 20-minute marinade in the milk. And then right before I put them on the grill, I throw a splash of Italian dressing on top.
Ooh.
Of them. And then I throw them on the grill and cook them just like swordfish.
I'll eat shark any day.
Fantastic.
Well, my dad and I was out there, you know, one time, and we'd gotten into a bunch of them. You know, we were whiting fishing, and, you know, we started catching them. And so we kept, the biggest one we kept was 6'4" long.
Oh, my God. That's a monster.
It was.
A bonnet?
And a bonnet head. And we come home, and I weighed him on the old type scale, you know, and he was like 27 pounds.
I've never seen one that big.
Wow, that is something else. So, anyway, we, you know, ate him and all that stuff. So I'm thinking one day we need to look up the world record and see just what the world record is.
And they're sporty, too.
The world record is 23 pounds, 5'4" long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we had a world record that we ate.
That you ate.
And did not know it.
Wasn't the world record bass eating?
What?
It might have been.
22 pounds, 4 ounces, wasn't that thing eating, too?
Catch a big bonnet head, think about it. 5'4" now. So if he's bigger than that,
I've never seen that. 23 even remotely that big.
Oh, and that's all they will be.
I've seen three footers, but nothing that big.
When we get out there in July and do that 3-boat charter, we catch them 4 and 5 foot long.
Yeah, these were 50, 55.
Ugh.
Yeah. We'll be back.
That'd be great on 10 pound test.
AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A longtime city employee opened fire in a municipal building in Virginia Beach Friday, killing 12 people on three floors and sending co-workers scrambling for cover before police shot and killed him following a long gun battle. President Trump's threat to impose incremental tariffs on Mexico for what he says is its failure to curb illegal immigration into the U.S. is being met publicly with a low-key response from Mexico's president. Andrés Manuel López Obrador says while his country won't panic, he has dispatched his top diplomat to Washington for talks to head off any tariffs. A judge has issued an order allowing Missouri's only abortion clinic to continue providing the service. St. Louis Circuit Judge Michael Stelzer ruled just hours before the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic's license to perform abortions was set to expire. On Wall Street, the Dow fell by almost 355 points yesterday. More details at SRNnews.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 8th at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Columbus Lions at Bi-Star Veterans Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
SNC Square Roofing, everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Going to be sunny and hot once again through Sunday. Highs today, tomorrow, 97. Partly cloudy through Sunday night. Nighttime lows, 75. And then about a 20% chance of rain Monday and Monday night. Sunny and hot afternoons with highs of 98. Partly cloudy at night. Low, 77. And the rain will continue. About a 50% chance of showers then through next Friday.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Let's pull the transom out.
Of course, there's some things you don't want to say on the air about.
No. I just usually say that to Leon's face. Especially my good friend Dave Alcock.
Well, you got a high tide tomorrow, 8:08 at Mayport. And it's only a 4.4. Well, there's not hardly going to be any current tomorrow. And you got a low tide at...
Go bull redfish.
201, which is a minus 0.5. But I just don't. I mean, we're getting close to the new moon. New moon's on Monday. Oh, excuse me. So, but I'm looking at that high tide. I mean, that's not very high at all. You know, 4.4. So
I have a charter tomorrow.
Yeah, I do too. I got four people, and you know, it's, to get out there and try to, you know, get them. And looking at that high tide tomorrow, just trying to figure out what I'm gonna do. It was 8:08. That's at Mayport Rocks. And, you know.
So you're not going to have much flow tomorrow?
Well, you know, having four people, you don't really want to go out and throw some top water. If you, you know.
What do you mean, Vic?
Where your body armor and your...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't have a place I can hide.
Your helmet and your shoulder pads.
My compartments aren't that big. You know, I can crawl in, but...
My ear's just healing up for where I got hooked in it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
I got hooked in the back of the neck one time. And the lady had a mud minnow on.
I'm not going to say a word.
Jig head, and she kept having the line like 4 foot from the end of the pole.
And so she would come
back. Yeah, she'd come back and hook the side of the boat. She'd come back and actually hook my seat one time. And I kept warning. I said, "You're going to hook somebody, and
she didn't break.
They're
going to
get hurt. You know, y'all be careful." And she comes back, and I was bent over getting another mud minnow out, and I feel this slap on my neck. And I was just fixed to say,
hold on.
You know, yeah. Because I mean, I knew it was the mud minnow when I felt the slap, but I did not realize the point of the hook was in my skin. And then she went to cast it and set the hook in my neck, in the back of my neck. Man, we couldn't get it out and couldn't get it out. So I said, just tape it down, you know. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning. So
I hit Brett Cannon in the head with that big super spook.
So that's what's wrong with him.
I felt so bad that day. We were fishing Mill Cove, and the tarpon were at the bridge, so we were throwing topwater at him. And he stepped up behind me, and I didn't realize. I mean, it sounded like you hit him with a bat. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I just turned around and saw him. He kind of buckled down for a second. And I saw the blood, and I was like in shock. I was like, oh, my God. And then he stood up, kind of shook his head and looked at me funny, and I started laughing because I couldn't help it then. But I felt so bad because I never hook anybody.
We were drum fishing one time, and I'm sitting there, you know, fixing to bait up another line. This guy reels in, you know, and I cut up a crab, and I went to, you know, I do it on top of my cooler, you know, on a rag, and I had the piece in my hand and went to turn, and that 8-ounce sinker caught me just above the right eye. Hat was on, but I guess the sinker was swinging a little bit or whatever.
Bonk.
But whenever I ran into it like that, the line, and thinking about this, good thing the leader was down lower. But that 8-ounce sinker hit me right there at my eyebrow.
Did it give you the did it give you the bump?
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Did it close your eye?
No, but because it was above it right here. But, you know, and I had my hat on, which I'm thinking, you know, that should have protected it. But I don't know how it did it, but
it's got
using
there.
The teardrops, you know, the teardrop sinkers. But you're talking about an 8-ounce, and I guess when I raised up, I moved so fast that whenever I hit it, and that thing gave me a knot on my head that hurt for
cut
like
me,
two
Mick.
Days.
Cut me.
Cut me, man.
Yeah.
That's dead. I got you.
God almighty, that's not
nice. Did you talk about a piece of lead like that where you just run into it? Man.
The last one that happened to me, I still remember it. I was just north of BAE, and I'm fishing those docks for flounder. My client had thrown a mullet over there. I think it was a mullet or maybe a jig head.
Mm.
And he caught the dock. And I see him starting to pull back on that rod, and I go, wait. And that thing came loose, and it was like slow motion watching it come back at me. And there was nothing I could do, and I took it right below the glasses on the cheekbone.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it thumped me on the cheekbone, and I mean,
was
that
it a jig
hurt.
Head?
Yes, the jig head hit me right on the cheekbone at full speed. Yeah. And it was like slow motion. I watched it clear as day leave that dock and come back at me. I could literally watch the fishing line unstretch. It was just total slow motion. I'm like, nope, not going to get out of the way of this one.
No.
And just took it. I just took it right on the cheek. And I was like, God, that hurt.
That one came out of the oyster bed one time like that. And I was pulling it. You know, a lot of times you throw over there. If you can't flip it out, Mm-hmm. You know, you tighten line and grab the spool and just pull it slow till the oyster rolls over.
Right.
Well, it rolled over, and then that jig head come out. And I, like you're talking about, I saw it coming. I turned my head, and it hit me right in the ear.
Oh!
And let me tell you what. It was like, you know how in the wintertime kids used to go up and thump your ear? And,
yeah.
And that thing hit so hard in my ear, it stung so bad.
That's a crowd pleaser.
Oh, God. Man.
Have you ever, you've blue water fished, haven't you?
No.
No. And there's a big blue and white lure called the American Express, and you can troll it for marlin, wahoo, anything. We had about a 200-pound rat, blue marlin on, and I'm wiring the fish, and the fish takes off. He starts tail walking, and I didn't let go. It was a small fish. I was holding on as hard as I could. Well, it came unbuttoned and came back and slapped me in the face, but it broke my glasses. Hit me so hard because that thing's got, I don't know how many ounces that big, solid head is on that thing, but plus the two monster hooks that are hanging off of it. But,
yeah, you're lucky it didn't get you in the face.
It's one of those things where you don't think about it when you're doing it, but it happens quickly.
Let's get Bill on this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
What'd you sleep in?
You guys quit talking about that. I'd be afraid to go again. I want to have, you know, I'm the only person ever hooked me, and I know I can do it again.
Oh, yeah.
We're just trying to keep the boat traffic down on the waterway.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, that's some scary stuff.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's, I don't have to fish weekends, thank goodness. So, I mean, you know, I told you I was trying to catch some flounders. Everybody knows catching 50 flounders except for me, well, and Vic. And but I have caught some pretty nice ones.
Yeah, you have.
20-incher and a 19-incher. Nice. And
yeah, that's good, you know, solid fish.
Oh, yeah. It's been delicious fish, I can promise you.
Yeah.
What are you using for bait?
Mud minnows and gulps.
Gotcha.
Oh, you switch.
I like the DOAs, where I'm fishing, there's too much current.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The DOA's not going to get down there.
No, I can't get a DOA 10 feet deep in a raging current.
Yeah. You can't get people to work a DOA slow enough to get it even down, you know, good.
Right. Yeah. I switched to the gulp. I don't even like using the gulps because, you know, they're expensive, they're fragile, they're all the things that stinky and messy. And
so switch over to the fish bites. They have a couple of them. They have the curly tails, and then they have the swim bait, which I think is called the butt kicker.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new soft bait. I mean, well, not soft bait, but
what I'm going to say is
curly tail.
Do you use the flounder rig that's the slip sinker rig? The egg sinker,
yeah, with mullet or mud minnows or mullet, yeah.
Try it with one of those, because you're fishing current anyway, and it was, you know, usually you're throwing with the current, you're bringing it back against the current, but you can do it the same way. You hook it right through the top of the head, like you would hook a mullet through the bottom of the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
You do the same thing with those baits, and you can catch them. You don't have to have live bait to do it, and I really like them that way too, because you know how it is. You get ready to go flounder fishing, and you can't find the baits you want, you know, or you'll spend an
lazy,
hour.
Well, I'm lazy, so I usually can. I just say, Matt, give me some mud minnows.
Yeah. Well, you try, because I like white. Anything white or as close to bone or white as I can get. Mm-hmm. And they work really well for me.
Well, I've also been catching some of those cow-headed rays, and oh, my God, they're brutal on like tackle.
Yeah, they are.
They're fun, though.
Holy cow. My 2,500 Shimano's don't like that at all.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. Do you know the only ray I've ever been stung by was a cow nose ray?
Really?
Yes,
it was. I thought
they
couldn't sting.
Oh, you want to bet?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I can promise you. A cow nose ray can sting you.
Okay.
I've got the hospital visit and the horrible.
Oh, no.
The pills to fight the infection. That was as bad as a sting. I'll tell you that after the break.
I'll let that happen.
Oh, yeah. No, I won't let a cow nose come near me.
Bill, you want to hold
man,
on?
Man, I've been treating him like little bunny.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You've been holding him.
You earned a little bunny from me.
You've been cuddling him while you take the hook out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, little buddy.
I'll tell you a little story about that after the
just
break.
Just don't try to milk him.
I'm going to put you on hold, Bill.
All righty.
What was that movie with the bunny? It's got fangs. Come on, somebody help me out.
I don't know.
Monty Python. Thank you.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Killer rabbit, yes.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Hey, and we're back this morning. Got Bill on still here.
Yeah,
Mr. Bill.
So you've been averaging what, you know, like two flounder a trip or?
No, three or four.
Three or four. So that's good. Yeah.
And I've been seeing people catching a few. I've just been lucky. I mean, I've caught some meaty fish. Otherwise, I'd be thinking, man, I'm not catching them. It's like catching flip-flops.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the little 13-inchers?
13. Where are you getting those big ones?
Yeah, I feel happy. I'll take a bunch of 13-inchers in a heartbeat. I will, in the valley. And I've been doing quite well myself. I've been getting between four and six a charter. So, I mean, I'm picking them up. But like you said, God, they're scrawny little things.
Yeah,
but, you know, if you keep enough of them, they do fill a bag.
Yeah, last week I caught four flounders, and two of them were legal, but, you know, one was, I threw him back. He was like 12 and a 16th, and I thought, I don't need any fish. I have some in the freezer.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and he wasn't foul hooked. I could get him off, so I did. Yeah. It wasn't worth it, but I did keep a 14-inch.
Right, sure.
Yeah, and, you know, a good fat.
Thankfully.
A good fat 14-incher is good. You know, if they're thick. I mean, you have some skinny, you know, thin 14-inch, and you have some that's got a good little hump on them, so that's good.
Yeah, plus, like a 14-inch trout, you don't have to hide them in your boat.
Yeah. You're not afraid to show it to other people. Yeah, I got a flounder. Yeah, he's a potato chip. You
know. Well, I caught the, I caught the 19-inch flounder Monday, I guess it was, and it's hot as could be. And then I went to a place where I normally have in the past caught some pretty good redfish action way on the other side of Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
And I get over there, and there's no water. I'm like, holy cow. So this is the first time I've ever seen the bottom over there, so that's good. But I got some trout. So I got two legal trout over there. One was 16, so I kept the 16. And then I'm thinking, oh, God, I got to have a redfish. You know, I got a nice flounder. I got a legal trout. It's got to be a redfish with my name on it.
I got to do
two
something.
2.5 hours. It was so hot, and I couldn't catch a legal redfish. It was driving me crazy. I finally got one.
Oh, good. And he was legal?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's legal.
Yeah, well, I tell almost. You this. The...
No, he's legal.
Almost.
Yeah. It's not worth it to keep a fish that isn't legal.
No, it's not.
Now, I will it's tell not. You that if I catch a big redfish and foul hook him, I'm keeping him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not throwing a dead fish overboard.
Yeah.
They don't sell fish stretchers at Strike Zone.
Frog stoppers.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you saw that redfish I caught that all you could see was the end of the Spook Junior sticking out of his mouth.
Yeah, I tell you what, you got the award there, brother. Anybody that can get a set of trebles out of a redfish's throat and still have the fish alive, that's doing something right there.
No, I fully expected to bring him back to the ramp, and I have that long, shitty hook remover.
Yeah.
And the hook was in the top of his mouth and just came right out, and I threw him in, but I wasn't going to throw that fish to the crabs.
No.
I tell you what, man, when a redfish aggressively grabs a bait, he's going to take that damn thing. I mean, he's going to suck it all the way down, and you look in the mouth and you're like, oh, man, come on.
I had one up in Sisters Creek that was, I think it was 34 or 35 inches eat a top bone. And I was very gently trying to get it out of his mouth. And he hooked me in the thumb.
Oh, God.
Oh,
now he's got you.
Inside his mouth. And I could not get it out. And I'm sitting there going, I'm going to cut his head off. Because, you know, we always have a big fillet knife there. I'm going to cut his head off and go back to the ramp and go to the ER and go get this off, please.
Yeah, because every time he shakes, it feels so good.
Well, I finally grabbed a pair of needle nose and grabbed the hook and just screamed and popped it out.
Yeah.
And, man. Yeah. And then, of course, as soon as I did that, the whole plug comes right out of his mouth.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, some frigging. Let him go. But, yeah, they're... That's, you know, it's like a lot of these guys like Chip Davis and some of these other guys like to crimp their barbs down on their hooks for that particular reason. And I still have never done that. But
and a lot of times, they're out there also fishing for by themselves. So if they get hooked like that, they can get it out easy, which is good. Because, you know, I mean, that barb, it's not going to let it come out very easy. But,
No.
That's like the one I had in the joint of my index finger one time. And I was by myself. I'd already dropped my customers off, went to get a couple of trout for dinner. And, you know, by myself. And the first one I hooked, of course, you know, he hooked me. And, you know, he's flopping around. So I had to drop to my knees and grab a hold of the trout, you know, between my legs there and everything. And, you know, I looked at that plug and I'm thinking to myself, I can't go all the way back. I've got to get this thing out of my finger.
You do it. I'll hold them down.
Yeah. So I did. I was in my Carolina skiff. I was in my Carolina skiff. I was in about 8 foot of water, so I took one hand, took the anchor rope, and dropped it down and let out about 30 foot of rope, and just in case I passed out, you know, and one drift off somewhere, and tied it off, and I sat down on the floor of the boat, and I took the pliers and grabbed a hold of that thing and kind of moved it a little bit. And
thought, here, I felt that.
Yeah, here I go, and I did it, and as soon as I did it, because it was in the joint Amanda.
Stop. Okay, I've heard enough. Come on, dude.
Yeah, cut it out.
That'll wake you up.
One thing is, I immediately got nauseated. Yeah. I mean, immediately. Yeah. And then I was all right in about 10 minutes. But you know, just the pain in it was so bad. But yeah, you got
to. I called to stop this. I called you to stop telling this story.
Yeah. I was fishing with.
Hey, you know what's bad about when you pass out in your boat?
What's that?
If you pass out on your back, then seagulls are likely to peck your eyes out while you're unconscious.
The bird.
Yeah, but if you roll over, the crabs will get you.
Yikes.
Or Alfred the vultures. Hitchcock's the birds.
Damn it.
You do have a choice.
I appreciate it, Bill.
See you later, guys.
Thanks for calling, man.
David Borges and I were fishing on Cinco de Mayo one day, and I buried a top dog in the middle finger on a big trout.
Oh, man.
And it was to the ER that day. It wouldn't come out.
Yeah. And none of us have been sitting around like Bill Murray, like saying, you are something special.
Yeah. Hey, Rob.
How you doing today, Captain?
All right, sir.
Hey, Rob.
Back called in pretty late there.
You got Chatty Cathy and her sidekick with you.
Captain Chaos and his sidekick is for sure.
Yeah.
So what you catching?
Mostly redfish and flounder. I haven't been trout fishing lately because, you know, I've been after the redfish and flounder.
All right.
That's what I've been doing. Same thing, too.
Hmm.
Throwing jig heads and mud minnows. Have you fished anything other than mud minnows? Are you buying any shrimp?
Yeah, crabs.
I'm
not buying shrimp, no.
I'm not buying any shrimp.
Yeah. We're catching most of our reds on crab.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I haven't used crab in a couple weeks.
Caught a couple on mud minnows, but... Usually the crab's been working.
They're
good.
Really honed in on mud. Everything's honed in on mud minnows in my area.
And I think because you got clear water down there.
Yeah.
I bet that has a lot to do with it because they can see them a lot
better. Yeah, they see movement.
You know, yeah. Because the water has got to be a lot cleaner down there. Up here, water's not clean.
I will say this, and I know you're going to hate me for it.
What's that?
We are spoiled.
Yeah.
Because of the amount of bait that we buy from Palm Valley Outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say it. They do occasionally hook me up with some Mac Daddy mud minnows.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the ones that you can lip lock. And I'll throw those things out there for where I know those big schoolie reds are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they will just devastate them.
I'm going to tell you, those big mud minnows like that, I love them. And, you know, now I like smaller ones for flounder.
That's right. I was going to say, I have two different kinds of mud minnows I use.
Yeah.
Yes.
But those big ones, I try to pick them big ones out for them reds.
Yeah. I'll take big, strong.
They are. Yeah, try to get that noticeable out there.
You guys were killing me when you said they had given you a key to the bait shop.
Yes, they have given us a key to the bait shop. We go in there, I swear to God, oh, it's bad. We're hand selecting every single shrimp.
That's a frequent flyer. So Rob, right,
it's
there.
A perk.
Rob, you're going to have to call us earlier.
Thanks for calling in, Rob.
Hey, Rob, you got to call us earlier.
I don't think he's there anymore. Bye, Rob.
Looks like he's still on there, but anyway, might have lost you, Rob. Anyway, appreciate your call.
Thanks, Vic.
And appreciate y'all coming in, man. Captain Chip Wingo, give your phone number out real quick.
904-614-4989.
All right. Captain Leon.
222-8255.
What is that?
That's fish talk.
No, it's 904-591-8906 if you want to go fish the valley.
Tune in next for All About Florida Law. Ask an Attorney, All About Florida Law. Next show, and we'll be back next week.